So excited for any time we have a baptism, but especially anyone in the youth, I'm so excited for, because it's just such an awesome thing to see, as Bill already said, just a spiritual representation of that gift that he's giving back to Christ, and what a perfect time of year to do so. I did want to say a special thank you to our youth leaders. They give of themselves, of their heart and their time, in and out. It was awesome. I didn't know Tim was meeting with Miguel, but a few weeks ago we had a chance to go to a basketball game of a friend of Kingston's, and as we were leaving, we're pulling out from the church, and we saw Tim and Miguel, or from the school, we saw Tim and Miguel out in the front yard throwing football, and I just thought, how cool is that? Like, Tim has sought this out. Tim sought Miguel out to meet with him because, well, I don't even know why. Why'd you do that, Tim? Because I do know why. It's because his heart for Christ. And he doesn't do it for accolades. He doesn't do it for praise. But it's such an awesome thing. And each and every one of our leaders are so special to give them themselves, their heart, and their time week after week tirelessly. So at this time, we're going to let Miguel and Tim come down. And he's going to give the gift of his life to Christ today, or represent that.
Well, man, I'm so excited today for Miguel and what God's doing in his life. Grateful to his family for allowing me this honor. Thank you. And I'm not sure where Dad is, but there he is. Thank you very much. Paul says in chapter 5 of Romans that through our faith we can have an undeserved privilege to be with Christ and rejoice in the honor and glory that God gets. And this is certainly, I feel like, an undeserved honor for me. But I'm excited to see what's going on in Miguel's life. He's got one of the best smiles of anybody I've ever met. And and he's going to school at a public school, but he wants his light to shine there. I got to talk to him some on Tuesday. We're just sitting in my truck before we were throwing the football, and I asked him, I said, who is Jesus Christ to you? And he's, without hesitation, my Lord and Savior. And that's what you want for all of our kids. He gave his heart to Christ when he was 5 or 6 years old, and felt God speaking to him, and he understood it as much as a 5 or 6 year old could then. And he's been coming in our youth. I've gotten to be with him for about a year and a half now, and God's continued to work in his life. I mean, he's always attentive in class, and we sit and read the Bible, and he's growing, and God's speaking to him. And this is all about what God is doing in his life, and we want to give that glory to Christ. I ask you guys to be praying for him and all of our students, especially the ones that are in public schools. I mean, it's difficult to be a Christ follower in a public school. We talked about that in our class. So, but we're excited about what God's going to do and is doing in his life. Because of your profession in faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my brother. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
What an awesome gift that is. Let me pray for us so we can transition here. But Father God, we just come before you with celebration on our hearts, God, just grateful and thankful for the great love you've shown us, the great love you've given us, God, through the chance to be restored, to be made right with you. God, what a gift that is. Lord, we thank you for the saving grace of Jesus Christ. It's his beautiful name we pray. Amen.